South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Michelle Bradley of the Church of Hope here in Pierre. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance are two of our pages, Bethany Hill of Veblen and Dusty Michaud. Did I get that right, Representative Brad? Thank you. Of Pine Ridge, South Dakota. I wonder who sponsored Dusty.
Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you, the Creator, for the beauties of our state. We ask that you bless it and all its people. We thank you that we live in a free country, a country where the people have a representative voice in the government. We ask that you give wisdom to that representative voice, all the men and women who labor during this session. Help them make decisions that will be for the common good of all South Dakotans. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Fowlers, Boobgarden, Bradford, Bruner, Buckingham, Berg, Carson, Cutler, Davis, Dennard, DeVries, Dreyer, Dykstra, Elliott, Ingalls, Fain, Feinstein, Gassman, Gillespie, Gilson, Glansky, Gosch, Hackle, Halverson, Hargens, Haverly, Hahnemann, Hills, Howie, Hunt, Yerke, Junkie, Kirkaby, Koyston, and Krebs, Lucas, Les, McLaughlin, Miles, Moore, Nelson, Noam, Al Norstrup, David Norstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Russell Olson, Ryan Olson, Peterson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Roush, Rave, Roden, Round, Signestad, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turbeville, Van Etten, Van Norman, Vanneman, Valley, Weemswick, Willitson, Speaker, Diedrich. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the fourth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction. And we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Thomas J. Diedrich, Chair.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bills 1001 and 1055 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1030 do pass as amended. And House Bills 1034 and 1054 were deferred to the 36th legislative day. Joni M. Cutler, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bills 1015 and 1041 do pass. Larry Roden, Chair. And the Committee on Commerce respectfully reports that House Bills 1003, 1004, 1031, and 1032 do pass. And House Bill 1033 was deferred to the 36th legislative day. Tim Rounds, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 11, 16, 25, 27, 36, 37, and 41, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Before we go to the first reading of House bills, we have with us today the Doctor of the Day on behalf of Representatives Berg and Hargens from Miller, South Dakota, Dr. Schrader. Dr. Schrader, would you please stand up? Thank you for being here. Representative Boomgarden. Granted.
It is my pleasure to introduce a former state representative who served in this very house from 1983 to 1992, Jules Johnson.
Jules, stand up. He's at the back. He visits us most every year. It's great to have you back again, Jules. Is anybody here from the South Dakotans on for the arts or advancing the arts through service, education, and advocacy? Would you please stand up? Oh, in the back, we have three lovely young, and now we have another three. We're up to six. Hey, thank you for being here. Thank you for the bags. Let's give them a big hand. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1127.
This is a constitutional requirement that all the bills first get read in the House of Origin before being assigned to committee. The Speaker assigns House Bill 1122 to Judiciary, 1123 and 1124 to State Affairs, 1125 Local Government, 1126 Commerce, 1127 Ag, 1128 Health, 1129 State Affairs, 1130, 31, 32, and 33 to Judiciary, 1134 to Local Government, 1135 to Judiciary, 1136, 1137 to Commerce, and the remaining three, 1138, 39, and House Joint Resolution 1001 to Judiciary. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 11, an act to revise certain provisions regarding corrosion protection for tank piping systems and above ground tanks containing flammable or combustible liquids and used in retail motor fuel dispensing operations. Senate Bill 16, an act to require continuing education of plumbing contractors, plumbers, apprentice plumbers, restricted plumbing contractors, and restricted plumbers.
The Speaker assigns Senate Bill 11 and 16 to Commerce. Senate Bills 25 and 27 to Education, Senate Bills 36, 37, 41 to Commerce. Consent calendar. For those of you who are not familiar with a consent calendar, the consent calendar is an efficiency move in which those bills that have no votes in committee, that is, they are unanimous, and then a motion is made to put them on the consent calendar, also has to be unanimous. Those bills are put on the consent calendar. However, any person in the House of Representatives, any of the 70 of us, can remove that bill from the consent calendar. And in fact, even your speaker can remove it from the consent calendar. Consent calendar, please.
House Bill 1002, an act to revise the style and form of certain provisions and to delete certain obsolete provisions regarding labor and employment and the Department of Labor. And Representative Diedrich has requested that House Bill 1002 be removed from the consent calendar.
Announcements, please. Well, we have coming up on Thursday, January the 17th, 3 o'clock p.m., the Joint Memorial Service. I say the same thing every year as has virtually everybody before me. At some point in time, that joint memorial service will be for you. Any other announcements right now? Representative Wick?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, and I know that everybody's heard it, and you've had at least one or two letters on it, but I wanted to make sure that everybody knows tonight is the ALEC, American Legislative Exchange Council's wine and cheese tasting. It's an opportunity to taste some of the fine cheeses from England and Amsterdam. And I've got one from Scotland this year. If you like a cheddar, I will invite you to try a cheddar that will make you feel like, am I chewing on sugar? Or why is this crystallized? But it's a very aged, very good cheddar cheese that if you like cheddar at all, will just absolutely wet your palate. And I invite you to come learn a little bit more about ALEC and spend some time with, it's for legislators, lobbyists, it's for your spouses, it's for our LRC staff, for the governor and for the his staff and the constitutional officers. So I hope you join us at the American Legion between 6:30 and 9. Thank you.
Further announcements?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Halverson.
Yeah, a question for Representative Wick.
Please, state your question.
On behalf of Representative Moore, he was wondering if you would have any Velveeta or any jars of Cheese Whiz over there tonight.
Representative Wick, do you really want to answer that question?
I think I should answer that question. if that's the kind of cheeses that Representative Moore wants, I think he can find both of them at either at Dakota Mart or Sutley's or at Walmart or someplace like that. Oh, you've got them in your bag. Okay, I'll let you try some other ones instead.
Immediately following the session in room 412, there will be the informational meeting on our liquor laws. If anybody has a question as to what our liquor laws state, what can be done, what can't be done, who can sell to whom, that's the place, and go get your answers there. I expect this will be about a 30-minute meeting. No politics, just facts. Further announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Gordon Peterson.
I move we adjourn.
All in favor of adjournment, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carried. Good try.